So I want just to call Pastor for the sermon. Welcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the choir was singing, I feel inspired. And as an obedient child of God, I would not change the topic, because I can hear in the voice the Spirit speaking to me that you need to speak on truth, on way, and on life. As I said, as an obedient servant of God, I will stick to the topic that was given to me. Praise the Lord. Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Amen. The fact that you have life, the fact that you have life, that you have breathed a life, the breath of life, you should be giving thanks and praise to the Lord. Amen. Shall we be upstanding so that we can read the word of the Lord and we can pray? And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I'm reading from Psalms chapter 13, verses 1 to 6. And as you know, the theme for this international month is be still and know that He is God, and He is God forever. But the question that has been given to me is to answer. And the question is time when we question God in life. There's a time when we question God in life. In your trials, you question God. In your trouble, you question God. But in your goodness, you don't question God. So we would understand why characters in the Bible question God. So I'm reading from Psalms chapter 13, verses 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my own soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my heart, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved.
5.
But I have trusted. I have trusted. You know, but is a conjunction. It joins two together. But it's a but I am trusted. In your mercy, my heart shall rejoice. In your salvation, I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Even though David would have illustrated his fears, his complaints, his troubles, his worries, he said, I have trusted in the Lord. Because I know that His grace and His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. He said He has dealt with me bountifully. In Jesus' mighty name, let us pray. Father, we thank You, O God, for this is the day You have made. We shall surely be joyous and be glad in it. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for life so that we can live it more abundantly. We have not taken it for granted, O God, but it's through praise and supplication, O my Lord and my Father. We are before the throne of grace, O God. For You said, come before of throne of grace, boldly, O my Lord and my Father, with praise and thanksgiving, looking to the author and the finish of Your faith in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, O God, as we open up Your words, my Lord and my Father, as You have told Joshua, this word of the Lord shall not depart from Your mouth, but You shall meditate on it day and night, that You can have good success. Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name that we would like to have a good success. We thank You, Holy Spirit, to teach us, to guide us, and to comfort us. Lord, we thank You, O God. Open the hearts, O my Lord and my Father, of Your people, O God. Give them that receptive ears, O Lord, to hear Your word, O God. Every quell of disappointment, struggle, my Lord and my Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name that burden shall be lifted, O God, at the song of Your voice, my Lord and my Father. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that You are Lord and Your Lord forever. Help us, O Lord, to see the goodness. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And all of God's people said, amen, 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 amen. God bless you. You can be seated, please. Praise the name of the living God. And thanks the church leadership for giving us this opportunity and declare this month as International Month so that we can share our experience. We can share the word of God from a different perspective in Jesus' mighty name. We know our brother Joshua, by virtue of his English, he's international. Amen. And by virtue of your English, you shall be international. And by virtue of our French, we shall also be international. And by virtue of our Swahili, we shall be international. Jambo, asante sana. David, my namesake, he was distressed. David frequently claimed that God was slow to act on his behalf. It seems that evil was thriving and was going unchecked. And he considered when God... He said, when would You stop this from happening? Like it's what is happening in Goma today. There's a tendency for us to question God. And You said, God, in Your infinite wisdom, how can this happen now? Your faithfuls are praying. Your faithful have fasted. But why is this happening now in this land? David was like that. He said, they seem that evil and suffering go unchecked. Where are You, Lord? Why are You hiding from us, from me, David? And we often feel that impatience. We often feel like God is not answering our prayers. We often feel that God is not listening to us. And then we suffer from distress. We suffer from a point of anxiety. And as I was reading the word of David, a friend of mine sent me a video. And I saw this famous actor that he went into depression to the extent that he started to use drugs. And he said for the first 30 minutes he had lost consciousness. But he was taken to somewhere that he never knew. And that place in which he was taken, he heard the voice of the Lord. I don't know how. But if you're an atheist, you don't want to hear the word of the Lord. But he said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying to me, come to me, and I will give you rest. Famous actor. Lots of money. Lots of fame. Lots of fortune. But never find the peace of God. And he slumped. He said, I have been to hell. The first time he heard the word hell was during that time when he lost consciousness. And he said, what I have seen in hell, I can tell you, don't go there. Never go to hell. And he was given another chance. Now, in Cleveland, Ohio, he's one of the best pastors now. It is not about fame and fortune in the world, but it is your fame and fortune in the Lord thy God. And I listened to this video, and I said, Lord, have mercy upon your people in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible tells us that some people, some character, question God. David reaffirmed that ultimately, even though I question God, I still trusted in him. No matter how long the wait is, my brothers and my sister, don't lose hope in Jesus Christ. Because it is because of the resurrected Jesus Christ that we have hope today in Jesus' mighty name. Had it not been for the resurrection, I can tell you there will be no hope for Christianity today in Jesus' mighty name. But thank God that he sent his only begotten son that was crucified. He died, he buried, and he was resurrected, and he walked for 40 days on the face of the land. He showed of himself to the people, to his disciples, and he said, I, the Lord thy God, I live it. I am alive and well. If you trust me, if you put your faith in me, I shall deliver you. Be still and know that I am God in Jesus' mighty name. That is the God we trust. That is the God we pray. When you feel impatient, when you feel frustrated, when you feel down and out, remember David. Remember the steadfast faith in God. And his Lamentation
chapter 3, verse 22-24. The steadfast love of the Lord never fail. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Every morning you wake up, his steadfast love never fail. In Jesus' mighty name. Once you have breath, once you have life, you have hope in Jesus' mighty name. Go to the Lord in praise and supplication, looking to the author and the finisher of your faith in Christ Jesus. Don't give up hope, because God has not given up on you in Jesus' mighty name. He shall give you a second chance. But let us look at, apart from David, what are some of the other characters in the Bible? Look at Numbers chapter 11, verses 11. Moses asked, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant?" He said, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant Moses?" And his response was, Moses has witnessed God's power in a spectacular way. Yet at times, he questioned God's ability to feed the wandering Israelites for 40 years. If Moses doubts God's power, how much easier it is for us to doubt God. But God is God. I'm here to tell you today, to tell you that the Israelites saw the sea in front of them. They heard the Egyptian army thundering after them. But what they could not have seen was the hands of God parting that Red Sea with his nostril. He blew and the sea was parted and they passed through in Jesus' mighty name. I am here to tell you that whatever trials, whatever tribulation, whatever problem you are passing through in Jesus' mighty name, you're not standing still. You are passing through. You are work in progress in Jesus' mighty name, because he have made you wonderfully, fearfully in his sight, and he would never leave you nor forsake you. He is bringing through you in Jesus' mighty name. I stand here as a man of God and tell you that your situation would be over in Jesus' mighty name, because we are coming through. He brought them through in Jesus' mighty name. He shall brought us out of this problem in Jesus' mighty name. He shall brought me out of your troubles in Jesus' mighty name. That's why he tell you to be still and allow me, God, to work in your life in Jesus' mighty name. But why? Because we know that God, all things work together for the good of all who love him. We heard this morning, we sing that we love Jesus. Amen? We love Jesus. We love God. So he would work all things for the good of those who love him. But what about Habakkuk? In Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 3, he said, "Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing?" This book of Habakkuk records the prophet's dialogue with God concerning the question, why? Why, Lord? Why now? Why me? Why not somebody else? Habakkuk was saddened by the whole violence and corruption that he saw around him. When Habakkuk was troubled, he brought his concern directly to God. When your heart is troubled, take it to the Lord in prayers and in supplication. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't tell it to your neighbors, but take it to the Lord in prayers. And that Lord that answer, he shall answer you by fire in Jesus' mighty name. We do not have to be afraid to question God. The problem is not with God and his ways, but with our limited understanding of him. And in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, he said, "For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, declareth the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." And we know if it is higher, why then? Question. Habakkuk's example is one that should encourage us as we struggle to move from doubt to faith. Let us put our faith in Jesus Christ, our anchor to the ground, as the song say, because he's our rock and our firm foundation. Yet, oh God, we shall serve you to the end of time in Jesus' mighty name. He would never fail you. As the song say, he won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He would not fail you in Jesus' mighty name. And lastly, let us look at Matthew. Matthew 27, verse 46. Jesus was on the cross. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But it was not a question. He was not questioning God. And as Jesus as he is, when Satan tested him, he used the word of God. So he was not questioning God. He was using the word of the psalm. And if you check Psalms 22, the first verse, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you so forsaken us in Goma? A deep expression of his anguish. He felt that he took on the sin of the world, which caused him to be separated in the spirit from his Father. This was what God has done, so that he can save us, so that he can wash away our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, so that we can have life and live it more abundantly. The physical agony was horrible, and even worse was the period of spiritual separation from God. Jesus suffered death so that we can never experience that death again. Jesus' resurrection, it reconciled man back with God. So when we feel separated, when we feel isolated, when we feel that God is not working, I am here to remind you, remember Jesus' suffering. Remember his sacrifice. Remember the debt that he paid, that no other would pay in Jesus' mighty name. And when you remember that, it gives you confidence and hope that I am alive and well. Be still and know that there's a God in heaven that would answer you. He might not answer you now, but his delay is not a denial. What he said he would will do, he will do. Ask Abraham, ask Jacob, and ask Isaac. What he said he will do, he will do. A time would come when he shall restore, when he shall renew, when he shall take possession. And you will do like David do. David said, Saul, a time would come when I would recover everything that I have lost. Because I put my trust in Jesus, my anchor to the ground. He's my firm foundation. In conclusion, my brothers and my sister, God is not asking you to figure it out. He's asking you to trust in him. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path in Jesus' mighty name. God is not asking for perfection, because we know no one is perfect but him. He's asking for surrender. Surrender it. And we know the song, I surrender all. God is not asking us today for favor. He's asking us to confess our faith and renew our faith in him. And that peace of God that surrounded all understanding would guard your mind and your thought in Christ Jesus. And finally, God is asking us to trust in the power of his might. He's the mighty man of war. He is fierce in battle. Ask David, and he will tell you about that mighty man of war. So don't believe that God is not hearing you. Keep praying, keep asking, keep knocking, and that door shall open one day for you in Jesus' mighty name, because that is the heritage of the Lord for you in Jesus' mighty name. He would not leave you. He would not forsake you, but the promise that he has given, he shall fulfill in Jesus' name. Just keep trusting. Just keep the faith in Jesus' mighty name. As Habakkuk said, he said, in all my complaint, I keep my trust in Jesus. I hold my anchor straight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God shall bring us through. He shall restore. He shall renew and he shall strengthen in Jesus' mighty name. Can we be upstanding so that we can pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. As you have told prophet Isaiah, your word shall come forth and it shall not return void. And it shall accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. We pray, O God, for strength to turn the lives, my Lord and my Father, of your believers in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we may not know what to pray for, O God, but we know that your eyes are upon us, O God. Your eyes upon this land, my Lord and my Father. Your eyes are upon Goma, O my Lord and my Father. Father, we say some trust in horses and some trust in chariot, but I stand here, O Lord, declare and decree that as for we and our household, we will trust in the name of the Lord. Father, we pray, O God, give us the strength, my Lord and my Father, to embrace changes that come our way, so that we may find strength, O God, in this community of believers, oh Lord. We pray for resilience. We pray for perseverance in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our trials, oh God. Father, we know, my Lord and my Father, that you are bringing us through in Jesus' mighty name, as you brought the Israelites out, oh Lord, from Egypt, oh God. You shall bring us through this period, oh my Lord and my Father, that we wait and know that you is God. Father, start to stand strong, my Lord and my Father. Help us to stand strong, oh God, with an unwavering faith, my God, knowing that our strength comes from you. We declare victory, oh God, over every trial and tribulation, over every setback, because the Lord thy God, he was more than victorious, and we have overcome. We are overcoming in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you. For when we are weak, oh Lord, we know that you are our strength. Let that strength prevail. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And God, people said, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.